Spirit Radio Podcasts.
So far, it has been one of the most, if not the most, successful independent films in history in terms of its take at the US box office. I'm talking about The Sound of Freedom. The movie is going to be released here on the 1st of September. And our next guest is a multiple award nominated songwriter and vocalist. He's been nominated for Song of the Year at the Latin Grammy Awards. And his new song release is part of the soundtrack for that film, The Sound of Freedom. The song has the same title. And as I said, it's going to be in Irish cinemas nationwide. It's great to have with us on the line to tell us all about it, singer-songwriter Justin Gesso. Justin, tell us a little bit about this song, how it all came about when you were asked to do it and how you put it together.
For sure. So I got a call from my buddy Fernando Garibay, who's a producer, and he met the Angel Studios guys, and we're talking about this film, and they said, well, we don't have a song that represents the film. So he called me and said, Justin, I need you to come to the studio. I want to work with you on making the song that represents the film. I think that if we nail these four things in this song, then they will put it as the end title credits of the film. And the things were, it has to speak to the children, because for your listeners who don't know, this movie is about child trafficking, and it's about how 2 million children are trafficked every year, and it's this outrageously horrible thing that we really, at least before I saw the movie and you know, started digging into this, didn't really know anything about this, for the fact that this is happening.
Yeah, and that's the thing. How'd you go about, as an artist, putting something like that together? Because you're trying to communicate such a difficult subject matter through music, but you're also trying to get something across that's complex, heart-wrenching, all these things into, you know, a song that's 2-3 minutes long.
Right. So here's what we did. We said it has to speak to the kids. The song has to say to the kids, I will find you. The song has to speak to the traffickers and say, you should be worried because we're coming for you. The song needs to speak to a general idea of love, and the song needs to speak to faith. And if we can nail those four things, then we will have encapsulated what this movie is about, and we will be able to, you know, inspire through this song people to be reminded of this movie and this cause and why it's so important. So that's what we set out to do, and I think we did it. And so, you know, it's just been such an honor to be associated and a part of this movie, and it's been such a fantastic journey so far to watch an impact actually happen, because that's what the filmmakers set out to do, was raise awareness and make an impact, and that's what's happening, and I'm so proud that my little song can be associated with that.
And that's the thing, Justin. Ultimately, this is more than just a movie. It is about creating an awareness about such an important issue. Your song is part of that. And those goals that you set out, I think that the song really does. What sort of reaction have you had to it so far?
So far for me, it's all been positive. You know, there's a bit of, as you probably know, there's definitely a bit of divisiveness in the media that's been, you know, thrown at this movie. You know, that my intention with writing this was to raise awareness for kids that are trafficked. And so far the response has been pretty stellar, on that front. You know, it's amazing to have people DM me or come up to me, you know, and say, oh my God, you know, hearing your song, I was just in tears. Or, hey, I saw the movie and I went about my day and your song came on and it reminded me of the movie and the feeling that I had watching it and what we need to be doing and raising awareness for other people. And that's probably the most powerful part of it, is the song provides a touchstone back to the film and packs that emotional punch in 2.5 minutes that the film packs, and is like that little nugget reminder that people can hold on to that brings them back to, oh, this has a real world application, this has a message, we need to be aware, we need to be doing something.
And what would your message, Justin, be to people that are listening? I know, obviously, in the US, in terms of the box office take, when you compare it to its budget, you know, this small $14 million budget and it's taken in nearly $200 million, you know, when you compare that to another film that its budget is like 25 times as high and it's doing better than that.
Sure.
It's incredible what it's achieved, right? But here in Ireland, it's only landing here on the 1st of September. I know you're taking the call from London, from the premiere screening over there. Why should people go and see this movie and play your song, because the message of the movie is in the song too?
I think people should see it because it's a good movie. It's, You know, it's a very, very, I was talking to somebody the other day about it, and they're like, can I enjoy it? Can I be entertained by this movie? Because the subject matter is so heavy. And I said, absolutely. At the end of the day, it's a great movie. And so that's the first reason to go, is because it's a really fantastic film. It has this real world application. So we want everybody to walk away going, holy moly, you know, we didn't realize what a tragedy was happening and how important it is for us to be aware that child trafficking is happening all over the world, that 2 million children are trafficked every year, and that just raising awareness is doing something about it. I mean, in the States alone, I know there's been legislation in the past couple of weeks that's been passed because people have stood up and said, wait, hold on. Like, we need to have stronger penalties for child trafficking, or there's been a bill on the floor that because people have rallied and cried out for change has been pushed through where ordinarily it would have just kind of fallen on deaf ears or been status quo. So, I mean, what's really cool about the movie and the film is not only, you know, and I won't speak to my own work, but I will speak to the movie. It's a great piece. It's a great piece of cinema. So you should go see the movie for that, but walk away with the message that, you know, this is about something bigger. This is about something that we can have an impact on. And I'm really, again, really proud that that's what's happening.
Yeah, it is such an important subject matter. But as you've impressed upon us, Justin, and rightly so, it's also a good movie and a fantastic song. Justin Jesso, thank you so much for joining us on Spirit Radio today. We're going to play out with the title track from the movie with the same name, Sound of Freedom. I've been talking to singer-songwriter Justin Jesso. Just remember, Sound of Freedom is out in Irish cinemas on the 1st of September. I do urge you to go and see this eye-opening movie that will leave an indelible mark on your heart. But it's a fantastic film as well in and of itself in terms of it, of what has been created by Angel Studios here. So let's listen now to the title track from Justin Jesso, Sound of Freedom, on Spirit Radio.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie. Thanks for